This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Many parents are no doubt familiar with their teenagers' musical tastes. But very few are probably inspired enough by them to launch an experiment.
I listened to some of the music that my oldest teenage daughter is listening to. And I was surprised at how different that music was from what I used to listen to.
Natalia Komarova, an applied mathematician at UC Irvine.
Since I'm interested in evolution in general and in mathematical description of evolution, I thought that studying the evolution of music would be a good idea.
Komarova and her team analyzed 500,000 songs released in the UK between 1985 and 2015 using online databases that describe songs' musical characteristics, like rhythm, mood, and danceability.
Here's a song that was high on the charts in 2014 that has a high danceability index, so it's a very danceable song. Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Here is a 2014 song that has a low happiness index. Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
Overall, they found that songs had become less happy over the 30-year span, as well as more danceable, more relaxed, and more likely to have women behind the mic. But the big hits bucked a number of those trends.
So the behavior of successful songs looked almost like a separate species of songs. They have quantifiably different features, and they had their own little trends.
The hit singles were happier than the norm, almost a throwback to earlier times, and even more likely to be sung by women. The details are in the journal Royal Society Open Science. Komarova's team was also able to predict a song's success by judging only its musical qualities about 75% of the time.
It turns out that you can predict success to a certain degree of accuracy only based on music. So to me, that sounded very positive. It means that music matters for song success. It's not just money.
Proving that, at least when it comes to their musical tastes, the kids are all right. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.